This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. This morning we bring you another fabulous show filled with guests, explainers, opinions and just a little bit of gossip. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online and at joy.org.au and available on podcast, this is Saturday Magazine, Joy's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. An eclectic mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle stories, all framed within a queer perspective. My name's Tass, and my co-host this morning is not Macca, it's Janet Jukes. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Tass.
So good to have you here.
Oh, it's so exciting to be out and about on such a beautiful day.
And so good to see you again in the studio.
In the flesh.
In the flesh.
Wonderful. We love it.
Have you survived lockdown?
Not too bad, you know, despite the fact that, it's first world problems, isn't it, really? Despite the fact that we were sort of locked in the house with a couple of teenage girls, it was it was fine.
There you go.
nice to be back into sort of some regular routine, you know, kids' sports are back, school's back. I'm now back in the office in the CBD working, going to work every day, which has got my body feeling better.
Ah, you're one of those people back in the office.
Back in the office. I just
is that your preference?
I couldn't work in the half and half, you know. I couldn't be half home and half in the office, which is what some people are managing to do. I just found that didn't know whether I was Arthur or Martha. And so it was certainly much, much easier to be back in the CBD. And I hope more people come back in because it
So you off Zoom and back on face-to-face work?
Well, sadly, not everybody. Everybody else is back in the office, it's a bit of a mixture. So I'm set up for that multimodal delivery, meetings and all those sorts of things at work, but nice to be going into the office, and I've got some staff around so I can lean out of the office door and yell at people and ask them for help when I need it. So, which I couldn't do because the dog didn't respond and the cat just looked at me as I was a bit mad.
well, my partner has essentially been working on Zoom always. What's changed is rather than going to the office to Zoom away, he's now actually doing it from home and he loves it.
Yeah.
So for him, it's worked out really well. And it means that you can now really choose to work from anywhere, from the garden or from the country or from Melbourne, whatever suits you. And I'm going to actually explore that a bit more as well and spend a bit more time working from home, supposedly, rather than having to go out for meetings all the time.
Well, I think we've just spent a bit of money on our infrastructure at work and making sure that all our meeting rooms can do both online meetings as well as face-to-face meetings. And people are more and more used to it. And as a, you know, technology, everybody's sort of across the technology. So it's great. It means it's easier to get meetings happening because if half of the meeting are online, then that works. So, you know,
well, for me, often it would take me an hour to get to a meeting.
Yeah.
Whether it be on public transport or via car. And so that's 2 hours that I've saved. Although I did get into a rhythm where I quite enjoyed that sort of downtime.
Yeah.
Put on the plugs, listen to a bit of music or my favourite podcast and chill for a while, prepare for whatever I was doing. It became a ritual and that's now gone. And in fact, that time has been taken up with more meetings.
That's right. And I think that's it. It's that there's no kind of break in between things. I mean, we run a counselling service, Relationship Matters, and one of the things that our counsellors are finding is that there's no kind of break between clients. You don't walk them to the front desk and then say goodbye and then meet the next one and walk back in. It's just...
Zoom off and zoom back on again.
Meeting closed, meeting open, and I think that's quite stressful. I mean, not sure you really are more productive, but certainly it's pretty can be pretty full on. So yeah, no, I am enjoying a lot, and I'm also my body is moving again. I'm walking into work and things like that. Yeah. So my osteo tells me I need to do more of that. So
well, it's good to see you and good to have you back in the studio.
Fabulous to be back.
So we've got a bit of a lineup today. Of course, we're starting off with our John Pizzuto. John Pizzuto is a former Liberal MP and now a social commentator. It's no secret that he's looking for a seat again, so we might talk to him about that as well. But we want to talk about some current shenanigans in the political spheres across Victoria and Canberra. We can also chat with Samantha Ratnam, who's the leader of the Greens Party here in Victoria. So we've made a commitment to be bipartisan or multi-partisan, speak to all parties. So we're speaking today to Samantha. That'll be interesting. We're also going to talk about a new legal service that's currently being set up called the Pride Community Legal Service.
And I don't
know
anything about that at all, Tad.
So to talk to us about that is the inaugural chair, Petty Curdo, somebody who's a bit of a blast from my past, as it turns out. So that'll be interesting. And then we're going to have a chat with Catherine Dixon, who's the Chief Executive of the Victorian Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission. Lots to talk about with her. I always love having Catherine on the airwaves. And we're going to finish off with Ange Barry, who's our very own, Joy's very own Chief Executive, and she's going to talk to us about the coming Radiothon and, of course, the coming move to the Pride Centre. Well, that's our show for today.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.